Here's your 512 Tech and Business Update. Another 778,000 Americans filed for first-time unemployment benefits last week on a seasonally adjusted basis. This is higher than what economists were expecting and also higher than last week's revised number of 748,000. It's the second week in a row that first-time claims have risen, and the first time that jobless claims were up for two consecutive weeks since late July. It's also the highest level in 5 weeks. The unemployment benefits figures were released by the Labor Department on Wednesday, a day earlier than usual because of the Thanksgiving holiday. More than 20.4 million Americans are still receiving some form of unemployment benefit as of November 7th, which is an increase of more than 135,000 from a week prior. The stock market, however, continues to rise. Slack shares rose as much as 28% on Wednesday following a report that Salesforce has been in talks to acquire the workplace messaging app. Salesforce shares, however, were down more than 4% on the news. The deal, however, would value Slack at more than its market cap of $17 billion early on Wednesday. So far, the talks are just a rumor, but Slack's price reached more than $36 a share, and its market cap grew to nearly $21 billion. Slack's growth has grown during the pandemic, as many companies have worked with remote teams. Slack's stock is up more than 59% since the start of 2020, and in its most recent quarterly earnings report, the company said it had more than 130,000 paid customers, up 30% year over year. And insurtech unicorn Hippo Insurance will be expanding into Austin. Hippo has announced a new raise of $350 million in a capital investment by Mitsui Sumitomo Insurance Company, a subsidiary of MS&AD Insurance Group Holdings. Hippo has now raised a total of $709 million to date, and the company was last valued at $1.5 billion. Hippo will grow its presence in Austin as it continues to scale and is now hiring for multiple roles in sales, operations, data, and analytics. They will also expand the size of their team, hiring 100 new employees at its offices by end of next year, when the company expects to go public. Hippo's other investors include Comcast Ventures, Dragoneer, and Bond. And that's your 512 Tech and Business Update. I'm Amy Edwards.